What's up, North Dakota State fans? That sound you hear in the background is the Maybe Center. We are here at Oral Roberts University for a little NDSU hoops, but I wanted to drop a bonus edition of the Bison Report podcast for all of you. Right away, we're going to play my appearance today on Bison 1660. Then I had about a five-minute chat with Coach Entz on the field prior to this game, and we'll wrap things up with about 3 or 4 minutes of Bison tailback Adam Cofield.
And our next guest, we keep rolling him through here on the show, Ross Uglum stopping by from the Bison Report. You see his work online at Ross Uglum. That's where you find him on Twitter. He is in the film room, in the lab, as the kids would call it. How much JMU film have you been able to watch here getting ready for this game?
I've been able to find three games so far. It's tough, you know, you don't have a database, so you're trying to see how much ESPN Plus still has in their backlog. Yep. You check in for full games on YouTube. Some people do the Lord's work and do condensed games, which is where they take out all the junk in between and take out the commercials. You can watch an entire game in 40 minutes. Those are my favorite people. But yeah, we've been definitely combing through and trying to find little ways where North Dakota State might struggle and you know, where they might have some advantages. And that was something that I felt like really was a key to our coverage in 2017, was kind of noticing a couple of things. And we painted a really accurate picture of how things were, not to toot our own horn, but over watching, you know, 5, 6, 7 JMU games from 17,
sure,
we pointed out some stuff that really ended up being problematic for James Madison on that Saturday.
So what are the things this year then?
Well, what
just a couple things that pop up right
sure,
away.
Sure, a couple things that pop up right away is, like, it's hard to get the Colgate loss out of your mind from James Madison when you are trying to find out what is.
Last year?
Yeah, right. What is Ben DiNucci? You know, it's difficult, and also you watch their game against James Madison, and it's like you have seen Ben DiNucci do something twice that you have never seen Trey Lance do yet, which is probably cost him his team a football game. Now, Ben DiNucci has won football games for James Madison over and over again. Don't get me wrong, but those key turnovers in key spots is just something you have not seen yet from Trey Lance, period. He had to turn the ball over, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, the big thing that I've noticed is that this is not the James Madison defensive backfield that you remember from 2017. Raven Green's not walking through that door. Jimmy Moreland isn't walking through that door. 44, the safety.
Jordan Brown
is not walking through that door. Not that these are bad players, but they just aren't
as good.
The dogs that those guys were, because they were great. And the other thing is your strength on strength, which is a place that you want to be at North Dakota State. The absolute 100% strength of that JMU defense is those two defensive ends. North Dakota State might have the best tackle tandem in the country. They might be more well equipped to handle Daka and Carter than any team in the country.
Both teams want to run the football.
Yep.
Does anyone have an edge in the running game?
I think North Dakota State does, in the sense of, not that DiNucci can't run, but Lance is more of a threat than Ben DiNucci. I think that's fair to say. And the stable of backs at North Dakota State is deeper than what you've seen at JMU. You have a very top-heavy rushing distribution at James Madison, where at North Dakota State you could get Cofield, you could get Brooks, you could get Dimitri Williams going, now that I would assume he's probably about as healthy as he's going to be. But you know, you can get hit from all different ways, and if that's not working, let's take Jimmy Capurtis on a jet sweep. Christian Watson just ran in an 80-yard touchdown. I mean, there are so many different ways, QB run, wide receiver run, running back run, that you can attack this James Madison team. And I was just talking to Brian Sean over at the table, and he said, you know, you have seen JMU pinch their ends in and get them one-on-one with guards instead of one-on-one with tackles. And I said, yep, that makes sense in the idea that they want to be more one-on-one with maybe Zeej and Nash than they do with Cordell and Dillon. But if you do that and you start pinching, if North Dakota State goes around the edge with Brooks or Watson, it's 65 yards and see you the heck later.
Yeah. Yep.
Who has the edge at wide receiver? When you look at Sproles and Watson and Stapleton and Polk, I think Polk is something they didn't have before, just a speed game breaker slot guy, and Stapleton 50-50 ball is dangerous.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of cop out here a little bit. I would say that the best talent in this game at receiver is Christian Watson, but then I would give the overall edge to James Madison. It's not that
Phoenix, as far as a group,
right. Yeah. It's not that Jimmy Kaporis and Phoenix Sproles can't do it, but you just haven't seen them consistently put on film what you've seen from Stapleton and the crew at JMU from an entire group standpoint, and that has to do with, frankly, James Madison. As much as they run the ball, they still throw it more than NDSU. Most teams do throw it more than NDSU. Yeah. You look at Polk's overall numbers. Watson had a phenomenal season. He wasn't even close to 1,100 yards like Polk. So from an entire group standpoint, I just think they're tough because you've got kind of that feature guy in Polk. And then, like you mentioned, Riley Stapleton was basically their entire offense in 2017 in that matchup. I mean, they could not get it going on the ground, only ended up scoring 13 points. But a lot of that was 50-50 jump balls to Riley Stapleton.
No doubt. Yep.
Take a timeout. More with Ross Uglum coming up live from Twin Peaks in Frisco as our Thursday show brought to you by JDP Electric.
Bison Nation, your exclusive home for North Dakota State Athletics. Bison 1660. This is the Insiders on your Bison Nation station. Bison 1660.
And the new drive on a Thursday brought to you by Hanson Runsfeld Funeral Home. They proudly support the Bison. Dedicated to helping families look to the future with hope. And remember, what we do today shapes our memories for tomorrow. Enjoy the Bison experience and live life to the fullest. Go Bison from Hanson Runsfeld. Hey, we have some news here, boys. Jeremy Jorgensen, Ross Uglum from the Bison Report here with me on the program. Dave Steckel out as head coach at Missouri State. And that broke a couple hours ago right as we went on the air. Also, Mike Leach is the new head coach at Mississippi State in Starkville in the SEC. So, thoughts on that? Let's start with Steck. Dave Steckel out of Missouri State.
Well, I'm glad you finished that because I was like, Mike Leach is going to coach Missouri State?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, he's going to Missouri or Mississippi State. Okay. Yeah. I can't believe Mike Leach is leaving for Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Wow.
Starkville, SEC.
Yeah.
Mike Leach.
The SEC is negotiating that new deal to leave CBS to go ESPN, and I'm guessing there are.
How is his style going to work in the SEC, though? That's a physical.
Well, it's kind of the same way that Chris Kleiman's style works in the Big 12.
It's different?
It's different. It's they're not game planning week two. It's not exactly like the triple option, but it's similar.
Right.
Where they're not game planning for the air raid every week. So when it's air raid, it's like, oh, man, we have to redo everything we were doing, and we've got to, you know, prepare for this one game as opposed to kind of sort of just playing our own defense. So he could be zigging while everybody else is zagging in the SEC.
I don't know if you can air raid Bama or LSU.
I got 30 seconds here. Can Missouri State be a playoff team?
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I just think you got to get the right person in there. There's too many facilities, and it's too big of an area not to be good at some point. It's possible.
Yeah, you've seen it with their basketball program that has had stretches of high-level
success
and I think you get the right guy in there. There is plenty of Kansas City you can recruit.
Yeah.
You can recruit, you know, all sorts of areas. I think you could do it.
Yep.
Western was recently in the playoffs. It can be done.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, that'll do it. Our first show in Frisco in the books. Thanks to everybody that stopped by. Thanks to the great team at Twin Peaks. Keith Brake at 3 p.m. on The Breakdown. He'll have that later on here this afternoon. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for listening today. We'll see Bison Nation, the Stampedes, coming down to Frisco, folks.
Want to thank Bison 1660 for that. Here is my brief chat with NDSU head coach Matt Entz.
I'm sure this is a question you've gotten a couple times today, but what's different this time around with you kind of being in charge of the program?
Well, just the volume of things that I've tried to keep my thumb on a little bit, or have a little bit of an understanding being the first time down here. Just the logistics of it all, having a better understanding than maybe I would have as a defensive coordinator. I just looked at my itinerary, and if they told me to be somewhere, that's where I was at. Now it's more about why are we going there? What are the time limits? You know, what's practice? I'm more concerned about some of the bigger picture things than maybe I would have in the past.
At the same time, you've been here 4 or 5 times. I mean, what did those experiences lead to this maybe being a little bit easier for you?
Well, being able to advise some of the new coaches about, hey, here are some of the setbacks or the things you got to circumvent or work around while you're down there. Getting guys out to practice, you never know what the footing's going to be like. Little things that you can't control, so let's just make sure we don't stress about them either when we're there.
Where is this James Madison? I know you're paying attention to both sides of the ball now, obviously, but where does this James Madison offense rank among teams that you've faced down here?
Extremely explosive. I think the way they're scoring points and how they're scoring it by spreading the ball around, and their passing game, their run game, they have a quarterback that's extremely efficient with it. I would rate it up there with as good an offense that we've seen down here in my five trips that I've come down to Texas.
I spoke a little bit with the receivers and the quarterback about this, but a lot of the discussion around this game is revolved around time of possession. How do you guys balance time of possession with the very much explosive ability that you have on offense?
Well, you're never going to turn down opportunities.
You're not going to slide at the 10.
Yeah, we're not going to turn down the ability to score points. But when it gets to be 3rd and 2 and it gets to be 3rd and 3, we need to be able to convert and stay on the football field and get a fresh set of downs. Is I kind of think what most of our players are referring to. And just being able to have – if we need to have a methodical, drawn-out drive, then let's do it if we can. But at the same time, we need to be able to stress them and attack all areas of the field at the same time.
Offensively, I've struggled to find kind of a comp, especially on like this year's schedule. These guys aren't really like a team that you've faced this year.
No, there's some similarities between some teams that we've played. I think some of their play selection can be similar to an SDSU with some of the split zone things they do. We've seen some pass game that it rivals it or is similar. But when you start putting in the talent level,
personnel,
that they have,
right? Yeah,
I don't know if we have, and so we're gonna. Really have to be dialed in on Saturday. We've got to play well defensively. It's going to be a great challenge for Code Green. But I feel comfortable, and those kids are going to be ready to go.
Special teams was a big deal the last time you played James Madison. D'Angelo Amos still there. Yep. How much goes into the kicking game this week? I mean, every week it's a third of the game, but this week has to be emphasis.
There's been a bunch. It hasn't been just this week, but going back to when we came back from Christmas, it's been an emphasis all along, not just from a schematic standpoint, but also from a fundamental standpoint, that we got to be great and being able to get off blocks, stack blocks, cover the field, because they do have some dynamic returners, not only in the punt return scheme, but also in the kickoff.
Has there been a theme, a statement, something that you guys are kind of clinging to this trip down?
You know, I don't know if there's anything that we're just clinging to. I know one of the things, the players joke with me about Wednesdays being Worry Wednesday for Coach Entz.
Okay.
So, that was kind of a joke, yesterday. Here we go. It's Wednesday. He's going to come out and be all worried. But one of the things that we – as long as we got a shot, we feel good about it.
Right.
And so that's kind of been the thing. They say we got a shot. Let's go play it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Coach, you got some time?
Yeah, I do.
And finally, Bison tailback Adam Cofield.
Here with Bison tailback Adam Cofield. Adam, how are we doing?
I'm good.
So what? How much do you feel like your success on the ground is going to be able to slow down? Because this is a group of defensive linemen, specifically defensive ends, that are getting a lot of publicity right now.
It's all about preparation. And, we've been preparing for a couple weeks now, so, you know, they are a talented defense, and we just preparing for them all through the week.
What has your preparation looked like? What have you seen on film from James Madison? Do they necessarily remind you of any defense you've faced this year?
They're a very unique defense, and they play a lot of man. So we've seen it before, but we got to prepare just like every other week.
What do you guys need to accomplish from a time of possession standpoint to try and keep the ball away from them? Is that kind of always something that is high on your priority list, to possess the ball for 33, 34 minutes?
Yeah, that's why you come to NSU, to, have a time of possession around like 30 minutes. And so, we're preparing, stay on the field and, keep the ball in our hands and keep our defense off the field.
Do you feel like the depth and talent level of your room has kept you as healthy as you are? Not even just you, but your entire running back room
has to be feeling pretty good for this late in the season. Does that have to do with just how many different guys are getting looks this year?
You know, it's a blessing to have, you know, a bunch of young guys be able to step up, you know, and take the field also, as me and Ty or Dimitri have done. And, you know, it's definitely have, like, taken some, you know, some pounding off, you know, me and Ty's body. And, you know, and it's, you know, it's a good thing that we have a lot of depth for, I mean, this year and, you know, for next year.
Is this one any different for you? Because, you know, you were certainly on the team last year, but it was Bruce a lot, and it was Lance a lot, and it was Ty a lot. And this is sort of your first rodeo as kind of the featured back or the number one in between the tackles back.
You know, when you, once you get the opportunity, you just run with it, you know. And, I worked hard, you know, throughout the season, and, you know, just keep improving and keep working hard and preparing for every week.
All right, thanks, Adam.
Yep, appreciate it.
All right, we want to thank you guys for listening. As always, the two major ways you can support us are, number one, tell a friend about the podcast, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating. It just helps us show up a little earlier in those iTunes rankings for people looking for NDSU content. And the last thing is to become a VIP member over at the Bison Report. Right now, we're rocking $1 for your first month, or just 30% off of an annual deal. Let us know what the easiest way is for you, and we'll go ahead and make you a VIP member over at Bison Report and get all of our fantastic content day in and day out. Folks, thanks for listening to this bonus edition of the pod, and go Bison.